less disciplined troops. The heir Vadenzal says she's made this move out of political expediency. The Taglian priesthoods have recovered from the blow she struck them 4 years ago. They have started testing her. She's just diverting them. Seeing spies say all the senior Taglians expect this campaign to end in defeat.
Get some rest. Prepare the other carpet. If I must go up there, then I must accept the risk fully. I'll want to arrive there before Morgaba succumbs to the temptation to take the fight to his enemies. Even now, after a natural disaster had stalled construction on Overlook indefinitely, Long Shadow was determined to stall for time instead of taking the offensive. I'm no military genius, but I've read the available annals a few times. Nowhere in there did I ever find mention of anybody who won a war sitting on his ass. Much as I hate the man personally, professionally, I can feel sorry for Morgaba for about 15 seconds, before we cut his throat. Chapter 17. Smoke seemed untroubled and comfortable after my visit to Overlook, so I left the ghost world long enough to fill both our stomachs with food and water. He'd fouled himself. One Eye was uninclined to stop and clean him up, so I did the honors while the vehicle creaked and bounced and tossed me around. The thankless chore done, I decided to relieve myself before I suffered a similar embarrassment while I was out. It had happened before. I found the whole Key gang trudging along within rock-throwing distance of the wagon. One Eye scowled down at me. He didn't like having them hang so close, especially Mother Gota, who kept trying to strike up a conversation. I grinned and headed off into the brush. Somebody almost mistook me for a Shadowlander straggler, but my luck held and I got back to the wagon in one piece. One Eye bitched, "I'd like to lay my paws on the dickhead who decided this was a road. This damn seat is beating my ass into a paste."
"You could get married, retire, drop out and raise turnips."
"You got a serious attitude problem, kid. You come on anything interesting?"
"Not really. But I'm going out again. As soon as you stop chattering."
"Goddamned kids. You tried to be nice?"
The left rear wheel fell into a hole, shaking the entire wagon and shutting him up for as long as it took him to marshal an array of curses to direct at his team. I got myself comfortable with Smoke. Since the unconscious wizard seemed especially amenable today, I decided it might be time to test his limits, to see if I could push him nearer things he'd refused to approach in the past. I started with what lay south of Overlook, after just a glance in to see that nothing new was happening with Howler and Longshadow. Kialune, in the aftermath of disaster, had no appeal. Overlook, while bright, was a mask for madness and despair. Beyond lay rocky, gray slopes, almost steep enough to be called an escarpment. A road ran from Kialune past Overlook and up the boulder-strewn slope. It was a road that had seen little traffic ever, yet it remained clearly defined. Only a few stubborn, hardy weeds had taken root there. Except for one small slide way up the hill, no rock seemed willing to remain on the road's surface.